Zhang Fu, The Organ System of Traditional Chinese Medicine by Jeremy Ross. Chapter 9. Gan and Dan, Liver and Gallbladder. Pattern of Disharmony. Stirring of Gan Wind. Concept of wind in Chinese medicine indicates rapid, changing movement. Wind is light and young and arises. Hence, it predominantly affects the upper body, especially the head. Internal and external wind share these characteristics, but have very different origins and signs, and do not generally give rise to each other. Internal wind is largely, though not necessarily, associated with Gan disharmony. Since it is sudden, irregular movement, the opposite of the smooth, even flow promoted by Gan. Internal wind affects the upper body as wind affects the upper branches of a tree, producing signs of rapid change of movement. Characteristically, tics, tremors, spasms, and convulsions. The disruptive effect of these rapid, abnormal gusts and a squall of upward movement on the circulation of qi and she may have drastic consequences within the body, resulting in dizziness or even loss of consciousness. Types. There are three main patterns of the stirring of Gan wind. At most heat producing wind. Deficient in and hyperactive yang producing wind. Deficient she and deficient Gan she producing wind. Production of at most heat occurs only in severe febrile diseases. It is a full, sudden, serious, acute condition. This is different from blazing Gan fire, arising from depression of Gan qi or deficient Gan yin, which is more likely to be associated with the second category, that of wind produced from deficient Gan yin and hyperactive yang. Blazing Gan fire may be excess based on deficiency, and although it may be serious, it is more likely to be acute flare-ups arising from a chronic condition of deficiency than the sudden, acute, full condition of the first category. Finally, wind deriving from deficient Gan she is a condition of chronic emptiness, with signs of much lesser severity. These three patterns share two common factors in the origin of internal wind. Number one, deficient yin and deficient she. In the first category, yin and she are damaged by the extreme heat. The second category includes deficiency of yin and often also deficiency of she, which may be further aggravated by the blazing Gan fire. The third category is based on deficient she and is often accompanied by deficient yin. Deficient yin and deficient she result in lack of nourishment and moisture for muscles and tendons, resulting in their weakness, numbness, stiffness, and spasticity. Number two, turbulence. The powerful upward rushing fire of utmost heat creates great turbulence in the upward movement of qi and she. Similarly, the strong upward surge of hyperactive yang, when uncontrolled by yin, creates turbulence in its wake. This disruptive, turbulent movement is internal wind. Deficient she means insufficient she to maintain a strong, steady, even flow of she through the jing luo and she mai, resulting in a weak, fluctuating, uneven flow. This lesser but more chronic turbulence is the internal wind derived from deficient she. In a sense, stirring of Gan wind is simply a specific and extreme form of the changing uneven movement to which Gan is prone. The combination of the two factors of deficient yin and she and turbulence creates the characteristic signs of stirring of Gan wind. Origins of stirring of Gan wind have been discussed and are outlined in Figure 9.1. Internal wind may also arise from phlegm and heat, formed by eating excess sweet or fatty food and alcohol. Signs. Generally, the main signs of stirring up downwind are tics, tremors, convulsions, numbness, spasm, dizziness, and sometimes loss of consciousness. Specific signs of the three different types of stirring up downwind are outlined in Table 9.1 below. Pathology. At most heat. The extreme turbulence and heat caused by the violent upward movement of fire and yang is so disruptive to the flow of the qi and she that it results in extreme and uncontrolled movement and contraction of muscles and tendons, with convulsions, neck spasms, and opisthotonos. The extreme heat injures Shen with coma and delirium. Hyperactive Yang. There may be signs due to deficient Yang Yin, hyperactive Yang, and blazing Yang fire, but the most important are signs due to the turbulence caused by the uprush of Yang. This results in disturbance of Xin and brain, Shen and senses, and thus in loss of consciousness or mental disorientation, with a possible impairment of speech. If turbulent yang and fire invade Jing Luo of the upper body, they may disrupt the flow of qi and she, with hemiplegia or facial paralysis. Deficient qi. There may be signs of deficient qi and deficient yang qi. Otherwise, the only additional signs in this case of stirring up yang wind is an emphasis on trembling and a convulsion, for reasons stated. Phlegm and wind. Phlegm and fire are often associated in pathology, and fire may give rise to wind, so that wind and phlegm may occur together. Extreme heat can cause loss of consciousness by disturbance of Shen, and wind and phlegm can also cause loss of consciousness by disruption and obstruction, respectively, of circulation of qi and she in Jing Luo of the head, thus clouding the orifices of the senses. Phlegm may also obstruct the orifices of Xin, causing disturbance and obstruction of Shen. Wind and phlegm may occur together, as in penetrating wind or in seizures, which roughly correspond to the CVA and epilepsy of Western medicine, respectively. In both cases, the wind and phlegm rebel upward, disrupting the flow of qi in the channels so that circulation of qi in the head becomes disorderly. Hence, the orifices of the senses become disconnected, so that the ears do not hear properly and the eyes do not see properly, and there may be dizziness and collapse. The turbulence and obstruction due to wind and phlegm may also affect Jing Luo, resulting in the paralysis, and especially hemiplegia, typical of CVA sequela. Treatment. At most heat. The principle of treatment is to reduce heat and to pacify Yang Wind, using reducing method and the bleeding of certain points. Moxa is obviously contraindicated. Points such as the following may be used: Fenqi, gallbladder 20, Taichung, liver 3, pacify Yang, fire and wind of Yang, and calm the mind. Fengfu, DU 16, and Dashui, DU 14. Fengfu pacifies wind, and Dashui clears heat. Both clear the brain and calm Shen, and relieve muscle spasms. Hegu, liver 4. Hegu, especially in combination with Dashui, clears heat, and thus relieves muscle spasm. Xishuan, MUE1, bleed to clear heat and restore consciousness. Dumai is called the governing channel or the sea of yang channel, since it controls all the yang channels. Being the topmost part of the body, the meeting place of all the yang channels, and because yang rises, the head and the dew channel are especially prone to excess or to turbulence of yang. As in the conditions of hyperactive yang, blazing fire, extreme heat, or internal wind, Dumai has links with the brain and with the orifices of the senses. Thus, excess or turbulence of yang may result in loss of consciousness, and the extreme heat associated with febrile conditions may cause severe spasms of muscles and tendons and convulsions. This explains the use of fengfu and dazhui above to regulate yang and to disperse excess from Dumai. Hyperactive yang. Various disease patterns are associated with deficient yin, hyperactive yang, blazing fire, and stirring of yang wind. For example, wind stroke and epilepsy. The principle of treatment and the points used will depend on the particular pattern and the particular patient involved. For example, wind stroke is divided into number 1, acute pattern associated with Zhangfu involvement, subdivided into closed and abundant types. Number 2, pattern of sequela of wind stroke associated with Jingwo involvement. The principle of treatment in the closed pattern is to clear the orifices, drain heat, and pacify rebellious qi. The principle of treatment in the abundant pattern aims at stabilizing yang. The principle of treatment in sequela of stroke is to clear Jingluo, invigorate circulation of qi and xue, and eliminate wind. Reducing method is used in the closed type, reinforcing method in the abundant type. In later stages, after closed type has progressed to abundant type, moxa is appropriate. For sequela of stroke, points may be chosen according to area of function affected. For example, arm, leg, speech, and even method and moxa are used. For details of points, see reference 9 and 18. In epilepsy or seizures, the principle of treatment is to clear the orifices of the head, such as of the senses, transform phlegm, and pacify yang wind. During a seizure, reducing method is used. Between seizures, even method is used. Points may be selected from such as the following. Yang Quan, kidney 1, Combs Shen, opens the orifices of the senses. Yao Qi, MBW29, specific points for epileptic seizures. Feng Qi, gallbladder 20, Feng Fu, Dew 16, and Da Chui, Dew 14, pacified wind, Combs Shen, clear the brain. Ren Chong, Dew 26, regulates yin and yang, opens up orifices of the head to restore consciousness. Various other points could also be added, depending on the situation. For example, on whether the seizures are mainly in the night or in the day, whether it is gland or petit mal. And also points may be added to clear phlegm, to relax muscles and tendons, to strengthen yin, etc. Deficient xue. For example, tic or eye, or tremor of head. The principle of treatment is to pacify wind using even method and to nourish xue using reinforcing method. Points may be selected from such as the following. Taichung, liver 3. Of Fenqi, gallbladder 20, of Bai Fui, Jumai 20. Pacify gun and disperse wind, especially in the head. Hegu, liver 4, disperses wind and clears the tunnels. Zusanli, stomach 36. Pishu, bladder 20. Strengthen the function of pee anyway to form she. Ganshu, bladder 18, strengthen ganshe. And geshu, bladder 17, strengthen she. Common disease patterns. Example of common disease patterns in which the stirring of gun wind is involved are extreme heat, febrile disease, for example, encephalitis B, hyperactive young, CVA and sequela, epilepsy, deficient share, tics and tremors, especially of eyes and head. Gunpeed in gun and down. Origins. The origins of this pattern are summarized in Figure 9.1. If transformation and transportation function of P is impaired, for example, by external dump or by invasion by gun, internal dump may be produced. If there is depression of gun too, the dump may stagnate, producing heat. This pattern is aggravated by consumption of rich, greasy food, alcohol, etc. Signs. The main signs of this pattern are associated with depression of ganchi, heat and dump, and invasion of pi and by gan. Depression of ganchi. Sensations of fullness and pain in chest and hypochondrium, jaundice, bitter taste. Gun invades pee, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, sore, abdominal distension. Heat, fever, thirst, dark urine. Pulse and tongue. Pulse is wiry, rapid, and slippery. Tongue is red with greasy yellow coat. The red tongue with greasy coat and slippery rapid pulse distinguish this pattern from the other gun disharmonies. Pathology. The pathology of signs of depression of gan qi, impaired secretion of bile, and invasion of pee by gan have been discussed. The red tongue, rapid pulse, fever, etc. arise from internal heat. The dump in the system, which may congeal to from phlegm, produces a slippery pulse and greasy tongue coat. Treatment. For example, in leucorrhea of the dump heat type, the principle of treatment is to regulate daimai, chongmai, and renmai, and to disperse dump heat. Reducing or even method is used. And points such as the following may be selected. Daimai, gallbladder 26, strengthens daimai and helps to eliminate dump heat and therefore discharge. Qihai, REM 6, invigorates qi circulation, reduces stagnation and accumulation of dump. Sanyinjiao, spleen 6, strengthens pi to eliminate dump. Yinlingquan, spleen 9, strengthened pi to eliminate dump heat. Chengji, renmai 3, and Liguo, liver 5. Chengji is a crossing point of ren and gan channels, and Liguo is to lure point of the gan channel. In combination, these points reduce fire of gan and clear the channels and alleviate dump heat. For example, in cholecystitis, the principle of treatment is to spread and drain danqi, eliminate dump heat, invigorate the middle jiao and kong wei. The method of treatment during the attack of pain is to needle dan nang she and nei gang with reducing method until the pain is relieved. Then, the other points are used with even method. Dan nang she, MLE 23, specific points for dance disharmony. Name 1. P6. Expands middle jaw and harmonious way. Yang Ningquan, gallbladder 34, and Li Yue, gallbladder 24, stress and drain Dan Qi. San Yin Zhao, spleen 6, and Yin Ling Quan, spleen 9, strengthen Pi to eliminate Dan Pi. Zhu San Li, stomach 36, strengthen Pi and Wei and middle jaw. Common disease patterns. Dan Pi in Gan and Dan may be associated with the Western categories of jaundice, hepatitis, cholelithiasis, cholecystitis, and leukorrhea. Stagnation of cold in Gan Jingwu. Origins. Both internal and external cold and depression of Gan Qi may contribute to this pattern, since these may all lead to stagnation of Qi in Gan Jingwu. Signs: pain and distension in lower abdomen, chest and scrotum, alleviated by warmth, pulse wiry, deep and slow, tone pale with white coat. Pathology: since cold concentrate in the lower part of the body, and since Gan Jingluo surrounds the genitals, pain and swelling may be especially in these areas. Cold is also characterized by contraction and by obstruction of qi, accompanied by pain. Cold result in the deep, slow pulse and pale tone with white coat. A wiry or tight pulse may result from the combination of pain and cold. Treatment. The principle of treatment is to invigorate circulation of qi to disperse cold and to clear Gan Jingwu. Even method of manipulation is used with moxa. Li Guo, liver 5, and Tai Chong, liver 3, combined to clear Gan Jingwu and reduce pain in tests. Qi Hai, Renmai 6, and Gan Yuan, Renmai 4, moxa to invigorate Qi and Yang, and to disperse cold from lower jaw. Summary: the most important Gan function is governing the free flowing of Qi. Failure of this function may result in depression of Gan Qi, stagnation of Qi and stagnation of Xue, irregularity and stagnation of the flow of bile, the emotions, and the menstrual cycle, and invasion of Pi and Wei by Yang with attendant digestive problem. Also, stagnation may lead to heat and fire, and to damp heat and flame fire. In other circumstances, stagnation may be associated with the accumulation of cold and damp in Gan Jingwu. Gan needs moisture and is prone to deficient yin and to hyperactive yang and blazing fire. Failure of the Gan function of storing qi may lead to deficient Gan qi, manifesting in face, lips, tongue, pulse, tendons, eyes, nails, menstrual cycle, etc. Failure of this function may also lead to irregularity in the storage and release of qi by yang, associated with hemorrhage, especially if aggravated by heat in Xue. Extreme heat, deficient Gan Yin, accompanied by hyperactive Gan Yang, and blazing fire, or deficient Gan Xue, may all be accompanied by stirring of Gan Wind. The extreme form of the irregular movement of Qi and Xue manifested by Gan.